We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples hosting the program here today. Dave Lewis is my producer here. And we have Robin Cole joining us by the phone. She's the executive director of Pawnee Mental Health. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's a pleasure to have you on once again. Boy, it's been interesting times. As we say that about every day here on the program. But as I understand, we're getting back to some sort of normalcy, at least at your offices here pretty soon, huh?
That's right. You know, because of COVID-19, all of Pawnee Mental Health Services buildings throughout the 10-county service area have been closed since April 6th. And so we're approaching 90 days of having our facilities closed. And during that period of time, we have been continuing to serve individuals who need mental health and substance abuse services, primarily through telehealth. And so services have been delivered over the telephone, and they've also been delivered through televideo. And what has allowed us to do that is that CMS at the federal level and then KDHE at the local level basically expanded telehealth benefits to beneficiaries as a way to try to flatten the curve of potential virus outbreaks. And so that's been it's been successful for us. We have, during that 90-day period of time, continued to provide crisis stabilization services in person. And so the crisis center has been open this whole time. We've also been providing injections for individuals who need to take their medications that way, as well as some medication services in person. But beginning July 1st, our doors will be open for individuals to come in if they choose to receive their services that way. So it'll be returning to some semblance of normalcy, though, you know, part of how that July 1st date was selected was that the permissions we had been given, and really that all behavioral health providers had been given, to use televideo or telephone for providing services was set to expire June 30th. And a couple weeks ago, KDAD and the Director of Behavioral Health facilitated a statewide conference call regarding the impact of telehealth during this pandemic, and providers had an opportunity to talk about the impact of telehealth on their clients, and then to also express their thoughts and ideas about Kansas Department of Health and Environment extending those telehealth benefits beyond June 30th. And so it was a great conversation. People had a lot of thoughts and ideas and input into the idea of being able to continue to provide services through telephone and televideo. And we were very delighted that we received word last week that KDHE is extending expanded telehealth benefits beyond June 30th. And so people will be able to continue to receive those services from home rather than being required to come into the offices. So we don't know when that extension will expire. It seems that we'll probably be given 30 days notice of the expiration of that extension. But, of course, with the way the virus is acting, it's anybody's guess This could go on for quite some time. And when I say this, I mean the delivery of services through telephone or televideo rather than in person could go on for quite a while, just because we don't know, you know, what's going to happen with the virus and what steps we'll need to take to be able to try to reduce the spread.
How would you rate the effectiveness of being able to use telehealth and televideo? Has it gone okay?
Yes, you know, it's and we actually decided that we wanted to get feedback from the people that we're serving. And so I believe it was during the month of May, we conducted a survey of over 200 of our clients. We called them and asked them for their input on how effective they felt telehealth was for them. And it was interesting because the numbers were divided pretty evenly between individuals who really liked it and hoped that they would be able to continue to use telehealth. And then there were pretty much an equal number of people who said they really were eager to get back into the office and to be able to see their therapist or their case manager in person. And then there was an equal number of people who said, you know, either way is fine with me. They felt like they were well served through telehealth or televideo, but that it really didn't matter to them one way or the other, as long as they continued to have access to care. And I think that what's also interesting about that is that the other community mental health centers in the state had engaged in their own surveys of their clients, and the results were pretty comparable, with folks who liked it, folks who didn't care for it that much, and folks who said, you know, it's okay, and anything works as long as I can have access to the care that I need.
Good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. I will ask, you know, with a lot of businesses reopening and there's different policies everywhere, for those who do come in to utilize in-person services, are they going to be required to wear a mask, or will that just be a recommendation, or how's that work?
We'll be doing pre-screening before they come to the office, and so our pre-screening phone calls will include asking them the questions that are being asked about travel, about temperature, about symptoms of cough or shortness of breath. And then depending on how they answer those questions, they'll either be cleared to come into the office, or if they had wanted to come into the office, but, you know, answer the questions in a way that said that that there was a risk of them being affected by the virus, then we will ask them to reschedule that appointment, either for telephone or televideo. And then once they come into the office, they will be advised that they should wear masks. They will not be forced to wear masks, but we will invite them and ask them to wear masks. And all of our signage will say that we feel that they should wear masks. You know, we recognize that there are some people for whom wearing masks could be a problem, whether it's because of their age or their mental health. And, you know, in the field of mental health, we are particularly sensitive to issues that people might have with being forced to wear face covering. But the good news is that we have so many options for treatment that we feel really confident that we're going to be able to continue to serve people regardless of their COVID-19 status, whether it is in person, whether it's through the telephone, or whether it's through televideo. And so, you know, people will be able to receive services through one mode or another, depending on their answers to the questions and depending on their health status, you know, at any given time.
All right. Well, I've got to squeeze in a commercial break real quick, and we'll come back and we'll continue our conversation with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health on News Radio KMAN.